Aleichu, Chelek Beis, Daf Reish Lamed Aleph. This is the eighth vad. Ad koi dibarnu al ma'alas kavoid hamushreshes be'adinus nefesh va'atzilus ruach. Thus far, we've discussed the level of kavoid which is rooted in nobility of spirit. Ashe inyana levateis ha'arachas ma'alus ha'pimiyos shel azulas. We defined it, its concept, as expressing outwardly an appreciation that we have for the inner qualities of another. When a person pursues honor for himself, when a person pursues his own honor, that stems from a different source altogether. It's the midah of a person who does not recognize his true importance, his true significance. His view of himself is so superficial. He doesn't notice at all his own exaltedness just as a human being and his own inequalities. He needs to validate himself. As we said before, in the name of the Altemis Slobodka. He can't find it by himself. He looks for others to validate him, that they should give him kavod. Using the outer trappings of kavod, what we mean is superficial kavod. So he'll push himself to find the most distinguished seat, whether it's at the shul, a wedding, bar mitzvah, whatever it is, to sit in the more prominent seats. She'ef le'pirsum, he aspires to be well known, to be mishtadel hisbalet batzibur, he makes an effort to stand out in particular ways. Al kavoid ze amru chazal, regarding this, Chazal say, shu moitzi es adam min ha'olam, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, that such kavoid takes a person out of his world. Ufashutu, this is obvious. Tefisa kazoiz bechavoid, such a conception of kavoid, say semes lifne adam kalil, it totally blocks for a person es binan olamo apnimi, the building of his inner world, shezeu olamo ha'amiti, which is his real world. A different level. V'yesh adam rodef achar kavoid, that's we said. V'yesh mi she'eino rodef acharam. Now we're going to speak about a person who doesn't actively pursue kavoid in the way that we just described. Ki umakiris ma'alas atzmoi v'remamus adam. He knows his own qualities. He knows the exaltedness of man. V'eino izakuk le'arachas acharim aledei ginunei kavod chitzonim. He does not need others' validation of himself through external trappings of kavoid. However, aval ka'ashem echadim osei, when he does get kavoid, he feels it very well. He's very sensitive to it and he enjoys it. It's difficult to avoid this. The bottom line is that enjoying kavoid, even if one did not pursue it, it habituates a person to look at himself superficially. It impinges on his inner world. It does harm. Ribui hakavoid, when a person has much kavoid, af she'en rodev acharav, even if he's not pursuing it, alul gam ken lo yitzi adam olamo, can also take a person from his world, his inner world, his real world. Kan hamakoyim lachasof beyes es'es, this is the place to reveal more intensely es ma'amakei hakavoid v'ilchois hakavoid, the depth of the concept, and alachois hamista'afim mimenu, the alachois that flow from kavoid. And as a consequence, we will clarify to ourselves the fact that there's no reason to search and seek kavoid. Garsinan betanis dav chav alef. The Gemara reads as follows: Omar li Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista, le Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, leikum mar leise legabon. So the first Rav Nachman said to the second one, please stand up, come sit with us. Rashi explains the Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, the second one, Hava Yosef ben Gavri de lo chashivi kulei hay. He was sitting among people who were not so distinguished. So the first one said to him, come sit with us. Omale, the second Rav Nachman responded, Tanina, whoever Bryce, Rabbi Yosef omer, loy mekoyme shel adam mechabdoy, el adam mechabedes mekoymoy. It's not the place of the person that bestows kavoid upon him, but the person who bestows kavod on his place. Sheken matzinu behar Sinai, here's a An example of this, a president. Here's a president, Matzinu Behar Sinai, Shekol Zeman Shashchina Shoyalav. As long as the Shechina was upon it, when the Torah was given, Amarat Yirah, the Torah tells us, Gam Matzinu Vabakar Al Yir'u El Mul Haru. Everyone must be away, even the cattle and the sheep must be far away. Nistal Kashchina. But once the divine presence left the mountain, Amarat Yirah, the Torah instructs, Bimshoch HaYovel, Hema Yalu Bahar. Once you hear the last blast, the long blast of the shofar, indicating the Shekhinah is removed, then it's a mountain like any mountain. You can take your cattle on it. Similarly, v'chein matzinu be'oyel mo'ed shebamidbar, shekol zman shu natui, as long as Oyel Mo'ed, the Mishkan, is standing, amrat yira vishalchu min ha'machane kol tzarua. There are certain limitations on where the people afflicted with tzaras can be. However, huglelu ha'pariches, once the Mishkan was dismantled, hutru zavin umtzurein lekanes esham. The zavin umtzurein could stand where before the Aron Kodesh was. That's the Gemara. Pele hadavar, says the author. Rabbi Yosei medaber al kvoid ha'adam. Rabbi Yosei, this brisa about the person honoring his place, talking about kvoid ha'adam. Umevir re'aya mikvoid ha'shchina. His raya is from issues to do with the Shechina. V're'ena nidon domele re'aya. Perhaps you could argue that this is not a raya. Of course, the divine presence sanctifies the mountain. As long as the Shekhinah is on the mountain, one cannot climb it, and one cannot even have the cattle and the sheep in front of it. Similarly, the Shekhinah sanctifies the Mishkan. Those with tzaras, those who are zavim, cannot enter Machane Shekhinah. And Bifrikas HaMishkan, when we dismantle the Mishkan, Histalaka HaShekhinah MaMakoyim, the divine presence leaves, Umeata Zavim Utzorim Mutarim Nekanes Sham. Now, all those with Tzaras and Ziva are permitted to enter. Beseder, Ach Ma Inyan Ze Lichlal Shel, how is this relevant to the rule of that we're learning, that Lo HaMakoyim Mechabedes Adam, it's not the place that honors a person, Ela HaAdam Mechabedes Mekomoy, rather it's a person bestowed. No, the answer is obvious, Ya Bechrach Anolomdim. Necessarily, we understand here, through the fact that Rabbi Yosei does use the one as a raya for the other, that they are united by one concept. Exactly in the same way as the Shekhinah sanctifies the mountain in one case, the Mishkan in the other. And again, this concept where there's kedusha, there's kavoid. The kedusha of the place then obligates us to respond with a certain hanhaga, a certain conduct, namely, isur iriyaston uvakar kan, in the case of Har Sinai, not to have the cattle and the sheep in front of the mountain, the isur knisas zavim utzayim lesham, and in the case of the Mishkan, the hanhaga is certain people are not permitted entry, in exactly the same way, kachu gam ba'adam. Adam gadol mashre hashra'a be'ir meguray. A great person, a distinguished person, again, that kedusha that he has spills over. He pours over his mashre hashra'a around his abode. V'zoi matila al bnei ha'ir hanaga shel kavod klapav. And mimele it requires a response from his fellow townsmen to act towards him with a certain kavod. Now we understand these laws that pertain to the townsmen to treat him with kavod. These are a consequence of the fact that he pours his kedusha outwardly. Without that, if he's not a truly significant individual, then the way that they treat him is complete without meaning. Even in the case of the Shekhinah, on Har Sinai or the Mishkan. Bistaleka Shekhinah, once the Shekhinah departed, Nasa Makoim Choyel, that place is a regular place. Be'enu de klapav shum dine kavod. There's no, you can take your cattle onto this mountain. Harayimi Mechabed, you see over here very clearly what we've been describing all along. Hagadoil Hashribayu, that great person, Hua Mechabed, he's the one who starts off this chain by bestowing a certain atmosphere on the place. If those dinim of kavod that devolve upon the townsmen without his asha, if they did it without his asher, ein leim shum hashmus, it would be completely devoid of meaning. There's no significance to kavod unless it starts with somebody who is really mechubad by himself and bestows his influence and atmosphere on the place. We can go deeper over here. Hatziur miSinai uMishkan, the illustration from Har Sinai, the Mishkan, einu rak dugma. It's not merely an example, an illustration. Shehashra'ah yakavod amiti. That really the true kavod is again the bestowal of the atmosphere. Hamechayev mitzidot dinei hanagah shel kavod, which then obligates a response of certain conduct. It's not only that. Humoire gamken, what Chazal are teaching us over here about this illustration, is that sheyesh kan tzad hashave ben hashra'as ha-shechina uben hashra'as ha-shel adam. There's a common denominator between the fact that the Shekhinah is there and bestows a certain atmosphere of Kedusha on the place, and the same phenomenon with a great person. Kol hashra'ah hi izgalus shel Kedusha, like we've said. Every such hashra'ah, every bestowal, every outflow from whatever it is a revelation of Kedusha. Gam zeh she'adam gadol mashal mekomoy. Also that which a great person bestows upon his place. It's a revelation of his Kedusha. Harei meforash amur Chazal. Chazal teaches, v'yeitze, tzadik bo'ir, as long as the tzadik is in the city, hu haidah, hu zivah, hu hadara. He is the splendor, he is the light, he is the glory of the city. Yatza min ha'ir, v'yeitze Yaakov, mi'be'er sheva, he leaves the city, pana haidah, pana zivah, pana hadara. All those disappear. Uvi'er begur aryeh, that's the Maharal, in his super commentary to Rashi, ki hatzadik melamedes min ha'ir yiras shamayim. The tzadik teaches his townsmen yiras shamayim al ze nehmar hoid. That's referred to as hoid. Hu maskilo yisem bechokhma, he teaches them wisdom al ze nehmar ziv. Vu mezakeo yisem bemidois tovois, he teaches them midois tovois al ze nehmar hadar. Harei hasha'as tzadik la'ir, you see again over here that his influence on the city, he me'ein hashra'as ha-shechina al ha-sinai v'oil mo'ed. It's similar to what the Shechina was doing on ha-sinai and oil mo'ed, bestowing upon us the yir'ah, the chokhmah, the midas, the voice. V'zo yo'emes, and this is what we're striving to explain over here. Yeshrak kavoid echad. Kavoid essentially is one thing. V'hu hashra'as kedusha l'makoyim. To bestow kedusha on the place by one's stature, by one's innate being, the fact that one is developed oneself, one bestows Kedusha on the place, that's the real kavod. Zeu etzem ha-kavod, that is the real kavod. Umau le'umasoy ha-kavod shenosim le'tzadik b'yir. What we normally call kavod, the way that people respond to this great person, and they do certain things for him, what is that? Zoi hanhaga mechuyeves me'asha shezechul al yadoy. Like we said, it's the obligatory response, the obligatory conduct which comes as a result of the influence that they earned by being with this tzaddik. Ach pashut, but again, it's obvious. Eina makom mechabed es adam. It's not the place that gives the person kavod. Ela ha'adam mechabed es mekomoy. Again, Hasina is nothing. It's a hill. There's no significance to it whatsoever. It's the shechina that gives it kavod, and in the same way as we've been saying throughout this vad, it's the person that is mechabedes mekomoy, by his very stature, his kedusha. Dai bidvarim eile lehavrech oisanu mehakavoid hamedume. This is sufficient to make us flee from imaginary kavoid. Ulishtadel yos mehamechabdim es mekomoy. Rather try to be those who are mechabedes mekomoy, being greater people who bestow kedusha upon their environment. Mikol makom, still chizuk hadavar tzeh. It still requires a chizuk. Venislamed bederzer, this is our exercise. Hamaazin lesichas peshutei ha'am. If you pay attention, if you listen carefully to the common conversations of the masses, noichach, you will realize, ki kol mila shlishis revi'isi ani. Every third or fourth word is ani. Ani ben adam kazei, I'm this type of person. Ani yomelech, I'm telling you. Ani choshev, I think, vechule, etc., etc. Hadgashas ani, this emphasis on I, the point behind it is to stimulate the listener to give recognition, to give kavod to the person behind this eye. Here we have room to practice a little bit how to escape, how to flee from kavod. Every day, at a set time, כגון בשעת ארוחה, for example, at the time of a meal, נזהר במשך חצי שעה, לא ילזכים אל הסני, we should try for a period of perhaps half an hour, not to mention the word I, or אנוכי. וזהס בכוונה לעקור עמידה בגונה של חיפוש כבוד מדומה, with the intention, deliberate intention, to uproot this ugly מידה of searching, seeking false כבוד, imaginary כבוד. ועד תשיעי. אחרי כל תקף הדברים, so after all of this, all that we've covered so far, נגיע כעיס לכבוד התורה ולומדיה. We want to speak of כבוד in the context of לומדי תורה. ידיעה אחת נחוצה לנו בזה, we need one point of information. הרגישות לכבוד היא מידה עיקרית בכל אדם. Sensitivity to כבוד is a fundamental מידה for every human being. מכל מקום, but still, אצל מי שעדיין לא למד תורה במידה מספיקה, somebody who has not yet learned much Torah, not sufficient, המידה השלטת ביוסף היא התאווה. Even though כבוד is fundamental, the most dominant מידה is תאווה. It's still physical desires. כל אשר מרבים ללמוד תורה, the more a person learns תורה, נחלשת שליטת התאווה. The control of תאווה weakens. הרי כל דברי הרמב״ם בסוף הלכי יסורי ביאה, the famous רמב״ם, אין מחשבס או אריוס מסגברס, אלא בלב פנוי מן החוכמה. Thoughts of אריוס only grow in a heart empty of חוכמה. And now the converse, אמור מעטה, the converse, כאשר הלב מסמלא חוכמה, the more the mind is preoccupied with חוכמה, אין מחשבס התאווה מסגברס. It drives away thoughts of תאווה. תאווה is more fundamental in people who have not yet learned sufficiently, אבל כל אשר התאווה מאבדת יוסס השליטה. The more תאווה loses its control, as a person learns more, and his mind is more filled with חוכמה, and he drives away תאווה, unfortunately, you don't get left with a vacuum. בא הכבוד במקומה. It's displaced by כבוד. ונהיה אדם רגיש יוסף יוסף לכבוד. The person becomes more and more sensitive to כבוד. המהלך בזה הוא פשוט. The process here is simple. התאווה היא כוח גופני. תאווה is physical. It's driven by desires for physical things. הכבוד הוא כוח רוחני. כבוד is really something spiritual. It is not tangible. כל אשר האדם נהיה יוסף קרוב לרוחניות, the more a person learns and is driving away תאווה, he becomes greater and closer to רוחניות. גם יצרי הרע נהיה יוסף רוחני. The yitzer doesn't get left behind. It transforms itself into more and more a spiritual entity. זוהי דוגמה למה שאמר חז"ל. It's an example, perhaps, what חז"ל tell us, the famous Gemara Sukkah דף נון בייס. כל הגדול מחברוי, יצרי גדול הימנו. The greater the person, the greater the yitzer. כשאדם יהיה גדול מחברו על ידי לימוד תורה, when a person becomes greater than his fellow through learning תורה, גם יצון יהיה גדול מצו של זה. His יצר also becomes greater, meaning, קודם היה יצור גופני בעיקר, beforehand, his יצר was mostly physical, ועכשיו הוא נהפך לרוחני, now it becomes gradually more spiritual. בכל ענייני עבודת השם, in all, this is emphasized, in all עניינים of עבודת השם, יש לנו עסק עם חיפוש כבוד או עם רגישות לכבוד. We always have to deal with the fact that we are bothered by חיפוש כבוד, there'll be elements of sensitivity כבוד. ואין זה שלא לשמה צדדי גרידא. It's not merely some external side issue of שלא לשמה, אלא זה הפרעה בעצם העבודה. This interferes in the עצם עבודה, the fact that there's כבוד involved. הרי הרמח"ל הניח לנו יסוד, הרמח"ל ראה את מסילת ישרים, the end of פרק י"א, אי אפשר להיות עבד נאמן לכהני. One cannot be a faithful servant to his master כל זמן שהוא חס על כבוד עצמו, as long as he has concern for his own kavod, ki al kol panim yitzarich lema'it b'kavod shamayim pnei sichel yosef, because necessarily he will limit his kavod shamayim because of this foolishness. Zehu ma she'amar David ha'melech alav ha'shalom, unkaloisi oid mizois, the pasuk over there, I'm prepared to be even more nokel, less mechubad v'aisi shafal b'enai. V'hakavod ha'amiti eino ela yediyas ha'torah b'emes. True kavod, says Ramchal, is real knowledge of Torah. Hari kol yisas kavod atzmoi, says the author, the more a person has kavod for himself, magras behechrach b'chavod shamayim. Necessarily, it impinges on kavod shamayim. Ve'en manos mize. One cannot escape it. One or the other. Umamash kol inyan avidas Hashem. Literally, any issue of avidas Hashem kashur bevitur adam al kavod atzmoi. It's necessarily intertwined with a person being prepared to be mevater on his own kavod, whether it's Torah or tefillah. Kiyum mitzvah. To fulfill a mitzvah, whether it's where people honor me or where people mock me. Whether it's rebuke or pius, trying to appease somebody, it's all. The work over here is constant. It'll involve us for the rest of our lives. One cannot finish it. So as a continuation of what we're doing over here, we're not going to be able to complete the whole issue. We can just ascertain the extent of the matter and its many implications. We're not going to here perfect and repair and complete this idea of chipus hakavod. But at least, these exercises are to alert us to the concept, at least to allow us to recognize our Achilles' heels, the places where we're vulnerable, where we need to be careful of the idea of searching for kavod. You're not saying that there's no issue here to do practically. Of course, every inyan that we're going to bring discuss in a moment, we should pay attention in practice, how to practice here, to train ourselves in escaping, fleeing from kavod. Of course, it has to be put into practice. However, let us not delude ourselves to reach a certain point where we think, that's it, I've done it, I'm habituated to do this, I'm beyond this. The practicing that we do over here is preparation, to be prepared for the next battle, so that we are constantly ready for the battle against kavod. Aleph. Im adam meisim atzmoi kemidbar shakol dashin boi tira nitena loy bematana. The Gemara in Eruvin daf nun dalet. If a person makes himself like a wilderness where everyone has permission to trample, the Torah is given to him. It's based on the pasuk, midbar, matana. Hamevatel es kavod lifnei hakol. A person is prepared to be mevatel his kavod in front of anyone, kedei lizkes leTorah, in order to earn Torah. Who zocheh leTorah? Such a person can earn Torah. Halo yimed Torah bechavura. A person learns Torah with people. Yoideh heitev eich uvameot zech levatel kavodo beestumet. Will know very well how and where he needs to be mevatel his kavod in the time of learning. These are common examples. Who miskashe be'avanas ez inyan. The particular inyan he finds difficult to understand. Ve'choishesh lishoil. But he's concerned to ask. He's hesitant to ask. Pen yechaziko yisoil amaretz, because he'll be thought in amaretz. That's kavoid. Because of kavoid, he will not ask a question. He doesn't want to be seen as an amaretz. Similarly, chaverik v'ervin teisvoyis. His chavrus has already understood the teisvoyis. Who are thine enemies, matzebo? He can't find his direction in the Teisvos, aval einu rotze lo yedeis hazeh. He won't admit it. Pen yachaziko se chaveroki kshavana, because his chavrus ama told him to be a dolt or a dunce. These are issues of kavod. Mikrim ka'ele kurim lechol echad ve'echad ulai kama famim b'yom. This happens to everyone, maybe a few times a day. Uvchulam hu tzarich lirmois es kavodo. In all of them, he needs to trample his kavod kedei lavin divrei Torah l'ishuam, in order to understand words of Torah properly. So the exercise, kedei leislamed bazeh, to train oneself over here, to practice. Yesh lishoil kol yom she'ela stam achas bechavana. One should ask deliberately every day a she'ela stam, a not particularly impressive question. Shanishal yitme al iyadi asol ezinan. So that the person being asked should be surprised that you don't know about this. Lafchis kvode benav. To reduce the kavod, to habituate one to be able to trample his kavod in order to acquire Torah knowledge. Base. Batefila shachiach meod shetisorer machshava. In davening, it's very common that the thought should arise, Re'uch ol ha'ilam, eze tzadik ani, she'ani mispalel b'chavana k'vitzia. Look at me, I'm such a tzadik yesod ha'ilam, look at the kavana that I have when I'm davening. So what can one do not to arouse such thoughts? He teaches us. In order to purify one's thought, that the davening should be a davening, the person should reflect, he should think about the falsehood of kavod, and habituate himself to flee from kavod. אז ינוקה בעיס אבוידסוי, מפנס אל השבח ואל התהילה שיללו מבני אדם, then at the time of his avoida, he will be clean of turning to the anticipated praise that people give him, ותהיה מחשבתו יפונה בייחוד אל אדוננו השהות אילסנו, and his thought will turn specifically to הקדש ברוך הוא, והוא כל טובסנו ושלימוסנו ואפס אילסוי, וכן הכסוב אומר, הוא תהילסך והוא אלוקך. ומן המעשים המדריכים את האדם לבוא לידי מידה הזוי, says the Mesilas Yesharim. Some of the acts, besides the contemplation, some of the acts that guide a person to come to this midah, הוא ההזמנה לדברי עבודה מצוות, is preparation. והיינו שלא ייכנס בקיום המצווה בפסע פסעים. Not to just fall into this mitzvah, just at the last minute, שאין דעתו עדיין מיושב עליו, his mind is elsewhere, he has just come out of the car, having driven from the meeting, and popping, running into the davening. He needs time to reflect about what he's going to do. A person should prepare. Prepare his heart with time, to allow himself some type of reflection. Then he can think about what he's about to do. Who am I going to stand before? When he enters a state of reflection, then it's easy to cast away those other pniyos and to insert in his heart true and desirable kavana. That's the Mesilas Yesharim, Perek Yitzayin. Ha'islamduz baze tzicha le'afech l'argel t'midi, says the author. Practicing this has to become a constant habit. ועוד נדבר מזה בהגיענו בעזרת השם לפרק תפילה בשעה הבא. We'll speak about this later on in the Sefer. גימל, כאשר צריכים לעשות מצווה או לברך ברכה בפני פורקי אויל, עלולים להסבייש מהם. When a person is to do a mitzvah or to make a bracha in front of פורקי אויל, it's very common that we feel embarrassed. אין זו בושה אמיתית. This is not the real busha that Chazal prays, אלא חשש שיזלזלו בכבודו. It's rather a concern that they will mock him. It's porkei oil, and you're going to say a brocha, and they find it ridiculous, and it's a concern for my own kavod. Meidach, on the other hand, beimatzei adam shomer mitzvois, when a person finds himself in the company of shomer mitzvois, hu alul lishtadel davka az lasos ezo mitzvah kedei shechavdu. Quite possibly, he'll bring himself to do a mitzvah in order to get kavod. Al shnayim el, regarding both of these scenarios, ba'a ha'azhara b'seif ha'rishon v'shohan aruch. We have the first seif of the Shohan aruch. Ve'lo yish, lo yisbayesh mipnei b'nei adam ha'meligim ala b'avidas Hashem. A person should not be embarrassed in front of people who mock him in avidas Hashem. Gam be'atznei aleches. And then he adds, gam be'atznei aleches. Zeo gedar shel yinatzach ha'milchama mi'atzadim. It's a gedar over here of fighting a war on a number of fronts. It's a phrase from Mesilas Yesharim in the first perek. לבטל כל בושה בעשיית מצווה כאשר נמצאים בין מלגים. To completely disregard any sort of בושה that I might feel in doing a mitzvah in the presence of מלגים, on the one hand, and then fighting the war on the other hand, on the other front, אבל להצניע לחש בקיום מצווה. And yet, when I'm doing a mitzvah כאשר נמצאים בין שומרי מצוות, when I find myself among שומרי מצוות, to do it בהצניע לחש without seeking recognition. קשה לקבוע בזה הסלמדוס. Again, it's difficult to assign an exercise for this. אבל אנחנו צריכים להיות ערים לכך. We need to be alert to this. שבכל מקום עורב לנו חיפוש הכבוד. Everywhere, no matter what the context, no matter who we find in our company, there lurks the danger of חיפוש הכבוד. ואם בתהרס העבודה אנחנו רוצים, if we seeking תהרס עבודה, תהיה לנו מלחמה תמידית עם יצר הכבוד. We'll have a constant war with יצר הכבוד. We need to recognize it. דלד. יש אשר צריכים להוכיח מישהו באיזה עניין שלא נהג קשור. Sometimes one has to rebuke somebody for something that he hasn't done properly. ונמנעים להכריחוי, we avoid rebuking him, מחשש שהכבוד יתבזה על ידי התוכחה. Out of concern that our kavod over here will be impinged upon. Nonetheless, when there's a necessity to be moichich someone, one should not step back. V'kayim, he should fulfill the words of the pasuk in Yeshayahu, Samti panai kachalamish, I made myself like a rock, v'idah ki lo yivoyish. And I didn't permit myself to be embarrassed. Hey, gam hatzarich lefayis chaveri. Also in the cause of pius, of trying to make amends, alul ischamek mizeh im kol minei tatzdekei. A person can avoid a situation where it's necessary to seek another person's goodwill with all sorts of excuses. Ki eino rotzeh leachnia atzmo lefayim. He does not wish to submit himself, to lower himself in front of someone else. V'chayav adam gam bazeh levatel kivoydo lefayis kadin. A person is obligated to be mevatel his kavoyd and to be mefayis kadin when it's necessary. Vav, ala simcha b'mitzvois kasav ha-Rambam v'sof ilchos lulav. The Rambam writes regarding simcha b'mitzvois, ha-simcha she'ismach adam ba'asiyas ha-mitzvah uva'havas Hashem, ha-el, she'tzivah ba. The simcha that a person has in doing a mitzvah and in the love of God who commanded us in it, avoida g'doylahi. It's a great avoida. V'chol ha-moyne atzmo mi-simcha zeh. A person who avoids, who holds himself back from the simcha, ra'uy le'ipara mimen, is deserving of punishment. She'ne'ma, the teichacha. In Kisavoy. Tachas ha-shaloi avadata ha-shem lakecha besimcha uvtuv leivav. The Rambam continues, v'chol ha-megis da'atoi, v'chole kavod le'atzmoi, u'miskabed be'inav b'mkomo yis'eilu. Anyone who in these situations where it's appropriate to be sameach, but he holds himself back because of kavoid, is a choyte v'shoyte, he's a sinner, he's a fool. Ve'al zeh izin Shlomo v'amar, al tis hadar lifne melech. A pasuk that Shlomo melech enunciates, in contrast, v'chol ha-mashpil atzmo imekel gufo b'mkomo yis'eilu, a person who treats himself lan in these places, hu ha-gadol v'ha-mechubad ho-yved me'ahava. V'chein David Melech Yisrael Omar, we quoted this pasuk a little earlier, un kaloisi oid mizeis, when he was criticized for dancing in front of the Aron Kodesh, I'm prepared to be knuckle more than this, v'yisi shafal b'inai. V'ein ha-gdula v'ha-kavoid ala lismoch lifnei Hashem, that's the kavoid in this context, to dafka rejoice before Hashem, she'nehemar, in the same context, v'amelech David mefazez u'mcharkeh lifnei Hashem, he danced, he wasn't concerned for his own kavoid. We know that Michal criticized him. Noichachnu lirois mikol ha-dugmois ha-ele. We see from all of these examples, ad heichan hazirut b'chvod atzmenu alulai v'kom b'chvod shemayim. How concern for our own kavoid can impinge on kavoid shemayim. Mamash kedivei ha-mesilas yesharim, like he said, she'i efshar lios eved ne'eman lekoneh, one cannot be a faithful servant to his master, kol zman she'u chas al kavod atzmo, as long as a person is chas on his own kavod. Ze mechayev simas lev temidis b'meshach shanim rabois. It obligates us to pay attention constantly over many years, ad she'nisagel be'ezras Hashem la'akoyres ha'ifanim harabim u'mnugadim, until we will accustom ourselves to uproot the many and opposite forms של חיפוש כבוד עצמנו, of searching and seeking כבוד for ourselves. The different, disparate, diverse, and sometimes opposite forms of seeking כבוד for ourselves, המפריעים לעבוד עצמנו, and interfere with העבודה. ומדי פעם בפעם עלינו לחזור לזקופה של חיזוק בזה. Once in a while we have to return and concentrate on this particular issue. וזויס לדעס, we should know full well, כי בזקנה מסגברס הרגישוס לכבוד. As a person grows older, his sensitivity to kavod grows. Unless a person has found a way to repair it and to improve it while there was still time. Adkan.